Welcome, everybody, to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. We're wishing you a happy new year in 2022. My name is Nick Tibusek, and with me there is the only boss in the house, Rado Bosic.
Hello, everyone. Happy 2022. Hopefully, the year is filled with good health, joy, and a lot of gains. And thank you, everyone, for the support in 2021. That's really appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone. So we want to give you back a little bit of support for the start of the year, as I know a lot of people are always about New Year resolution stuff, and I want to change something in the new year. And we would like to give you a helping hand here and talk about our personal approaches on actually keeping ourselves in shape and how to lose weight easy in this new year of 2022. And I would love to share my personal experience, and I think I'm gonna ask this Don Rado over there for his personal experiences on that. And if you like to, you can take some of our experience for yourself. All right. Before this podcast, we already talked a little bit about it, and Rado told me that he has been in Croatia right now.
It's been a vacation of 3 weeks. And when I'm in Croatia, I mean, I have two grandmas there. And also a lot of eating outside with friends, some alcohol as well. Sleep wasn't as good because you just want to try and fill out your day as much as you can. And also when you have every night being a night out, it's going to affect your body weight and your body composition. And then I was up to 92 kilograms at one point in Croatia, which is like a 4 kilo increase from when I first got there. And obviously also saw a visual change in the mirror. Even though I managed to train consistently and maintain a consistent training schedule, I mean, it's inevitable because I kind of went away from the habits that I usually had here in Germany. It's obviously going to have a certain effect on the number on the scale, but also how I look and how I feel. So I got into 2022 with a bit of chubbiness and some extra weight, but I think this is normal and usual for most people. And I think a really important message to send out there is that you shouldn't freak out and you shouldn't be paranoid about it. Those moments with your loved ones are probably more important than what you see in the mirror and what the number on the scale is. And I think learning to appreciate that and learning not to worry about the change that might happen, and instead of that, enjoy the time with your loved ones and not restrict yourself too much in how much you eat is very important. Of course, you don't want to go to the other extreme and completely indulge yourself into foods and have no quote-unquote restrictions and no borders. You still want to be a bit careful with how much you eat and still stay in certain reasonable boundaries, you know? Mm-hmm. That was pretty much my story. And right now I'm back in Germany, and I told my coach just by arriving here, I'm probably going to be losing 2 to 3 kilos because here I have the structure. I have a structured sleeping schedule. I eat at home all the time. I cook for myself. I know what I'm eating. And I also have a lot more work to do. I move more throughout the day. And all of that is just going to play together in me actually coming back to my initial weight and losing some of that body fat that I gained.
All right. So what I actually took from that is having a good structure is pretty much one of the most important key points to stay in shape and get back into shape if you may be a little bit overweight. So I think that's something super important. Can you tell us a little bit about how you think what kind of structures might be extremely useful from your experience?
Yeah, for me, like if I first off maintain a consistent sleeping schedule, that's going to ensure that I have consistent meal times. If I have a day where I don't sleep well or I wake up earlier, I'm probably going to be eating more and more often. And that's automatically going to bring me into a caloric surplus and me actually gaining weight because of that. So if I wake up at the same time every day and go to sleep every day, at the same time, that's probably going to ensure that I eat in a consistent way. And then according to that, actually time my meals. So I'm going to have breakfast, then probably a snack, and then lunch, snack again, and then some dinner. Round about at the same time, and having that is just going to allow me, you know, not to eat any extra meals, which might interfere with my goal of losing weight in this case.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think that that's a very important one. From what I would love to add on that is, I think most people may know, especially when this overweighing things happen, is you might have saw yourself quite some time in this situation where you just are in a situation where you just, you're like, oh, I could eat something. And this classic, more like you're not really hungry, but you just like to eat something. And for that, I have my personal issues with that, definitely. So I do have my personal tactics for that now. I would like to share them, and then I need you to share yours. I have like two things that help me a lot with that. First of all, when I have this feeling, okay, I could eat something, maybe in the mood for something sweet or something like that. I'm definitely up for, okay, get yourself a glass of water, half a liter, and get that down. Completely exit. And that most of the time helps me a lot, because what I experience with myself, a lot of the times, you're drinking right now a little bit of water. I see that.
I'm implementing the advice right away.
I experience myself just being a little bit of thirsty, and maybe I did prime myself to, when I eat something, I also drink something. So I'm eating something and then I'm gonna get my water or something. But drinking the water most of the time really helps me with that. And the second thing that also helps me most of the time, just brush my teeth, or putting in maybe like a fisherman's friend or something, to have this fresh feeling in my mouth again. And then I don't have this feeling of, oh, I need something sweet or something anymore. So these two things are my go-to things here. What are yours?
That's super interesting. For me, what's been really valuable is kind of getting to know the physiological side of things and what's the background to feeling hungry, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of, when you get to know to differentiate between the difference of appetite and hunger, you kind of get to know, okay, am I hungry in this situation? Because hunger is going to be driven by physiological markers like hormones, like really being hungry, the body's need to actually get energy in. And appetite is more connected to emotions and psychological side of things. I'm sorry. And then like if I see myself, okay, I'm getting this urge to eat something, I'm kind of trying to analyze myself from the outside in a way, from a more objective standpoint of things, and ask myself, are you hungry or are you just trying to eat out of boredom? You know, is this really the need of your body to get energy in, or are you just trying to fill your time with something, you know? Mm-hmm. And together with that also, like the question I like to ask myself is, before I put anything in my mouth, as funny as that may sound, like, is this really bringing me something? Is this bringing me to the next step that I want to go to? Or is this actually taking me back and not bringing me anything? Mm-hmm. You know, like really trying to implement this mindful approach to eating and being aware of what you're eating, just puts a completely different layer to nutrition in general, because way too often we're just eating out of habit and eating out of patterns instead of eating out of intention, you know, and, you know, wanting to improve and better ourselves through nutrition.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's something you mentioned right here. This habit thing is something that's so hard for most people, because As an example, I experienced myself with that a lot of times when you've done all the work and it's in the evening, you may be on the couch reading a book or maybe Netflixing a little bit, stuff like that. And then you see yourself just grabbing some sweets. It might not be a lot, but it is some kind of stuff that you eat. And what I learned for myself, what works so well at that point, I know, okay, Nick, you got yourself again here having this appetite and you can't get it out of your head. And everybody knows that feeling. You just have this appetite thing. And what helps me a lot with that is actually because the thing with that is you feel like you lose quality of life when you brush your teeth all the time and just drink a little bit of water and stuff like that. And then at these times, you know, you think like, oh, fucking hell, I just have no life. And what helped me a lot with that is just going with this habit, but changing the habit in a way that it might be helpful for myself. So one thing that I learned for myself is just throw these sweets away and just don't have them at home. That's one thing, because if you don't have them, you can't take them. And the other part of it is maybe there's a possibility to use this habit in a different way. And what helped me a lot is just cutting an apple into some apple pieces like your mom maybe did for you in the past, these classic things. And just having an apple instead of some chocolate. And it's still, I mean, come on, who doesn't like a good apple? And or maybe a mango or something like that, you know, whatever yeah. It is. But having just a fruit or something, even though, you know, I'm a big fan of actually eating paprika or tomatoes and stuff like that. So I always have these little snack tomatoes at home. And same goes for paprika. When you just cut it into pieces and eat some pieces of paprika, that's still something that has not that much calories. It tastes amazing, and you still have this feeling of I did something good for myself. I did eat something, but I still eat something that might be good for me. Because for me, I always feel like when I eat vegetables or fruits and something like that, okay, I did myself a favor here.
gotcha on that. For me, it's been very similar. Although I found out that if I completely cut off quote unquote junk food, that it's very easy for me to get back to old patterns and actually indulge in them a bit too much, up to the extent where I get a negative effect. So for me, it's like a more sustainable approach to still have those foods, but restrict myself in a way in how much I eat them. You know, sure, have some chocolate, but don't eat the whole chocolate. Take two pieces. It's good for the soul. You know, it's gonna still give you the same feeling, the same sensations, and you're gonna still enjoy it. And the rest of the chocolate probably won't bring you anything than those extra calories. And in some cases, which is sadly true, people regret it then, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you have this negative emotion towards food and towards yourself. And you can really easily get into this negative loop of just continuing to indulge in those patterns. So sure, maybe try and switch these snacks with some healthier options. But if you feel like, okay, this is not really sustainable for me and I still have cravings, implement those quote unquote junk foods, but be careful in how much you implement them. Yeah. You know, like don't take a full bag of chips with yourself and then watch Netflix. Just take a serving of a cup, you know, and that's it. That's it for the night. You still enjoy it. You still have it. And you're not, you don't have to worry about it affecting your body composition goals. You know, that's been something that I try to implement.
You know what I also experienced myself being pretty good with is I exchanged this chocolate thing with a protein chocolate pudding things that you can buy everywhere in the supermarket nowadays. So that's just again something where I just go into that and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing myself a favor. That's just some more protein. And it just helps me on the emotional side of it. I did have I did just satisfy my appetite on something chocolatey.
Exactly. Yeah.
And still had the more protein with it and not so much fat and carbs and stuff like that. Because one thing that I definitely learned, and I think everybody can take that away from here, is the more protein you eat, the better you go. It helps not only me, but most of our clients so much to increase the protein intake massively. And by that, I really have to say, most of the time you hear stuff like 1 gram to 2 gram of protein per day, per body weight, per kg of body weight. I'm sorry for being so lazy minded. I don't know. But I actually would go for like at least 3 grams of protein per kg of body weight. Just go with that for like 2 months or something and experience yourself what it does to your body. And I saw that so many times that it just changed the body into being more lean just by switching up this little small thing. I mean, you saw that.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like once I started tracking my protein intake and trying to get that up to a number of 200 grams, which was at that time, like around about 3 grams per kilogram of body weight. Like just as you said, in this time frame of 1 to 2 months, the body recomposition that I did, I mean, it was incredible. That the body weight didn't change at all. You know, the number on the scale stayed the same, but visually just a lot more muscle mass, less body fat. And generally I was feeling a lot better because I was recovering better because of more protein. And also what protein does, it's just keeping you satiated for a longer period of time, which is obviously a big plus if you are in a caloric deficit and you are seeking to lose weight.
Absolutely. So I think with this, we can actually end the episode. So for today, the next one will come up. So hope you guys can take a lot of stuff from this. I think we shared some valuable information from our personal experience here, and hope you guys really liked what you heard here. Please let us know in the comments or something, or maybe share it on your social media and tag us. That would be amazing. Thank you guys for listening, and hope you guys have a amazing start into the new year, being in shape and being in a position where you can position yourself for an amazing year of 2022. Have a good one and see you in the next episode.